So a special welcome to Zach. Since there's no Bava Basrish here today, we have a very special schuss to have Zach in our Hilchos Shabbos here.
Yay!
We're very warm welcome. And we're beginning a new sugya of Bishul, Bishabbos. So as I mentioned, we're going to begin first basically by talking about the Dinim Dirabanan, and then the halachos of actual Bishul, even though you might have thought that the opposite makes sense, but since the Gemara organizes it this way and the Shulchan Aruch organizes it this way, that's the way.
But Bishul means cooking?
Yes. Yes. So we're going to, hopefully you guys had a chance to already learn the beginning of Parakira and start Simen Reish Nun Gimel. But since you might not have gotten so far into it, what I thought what we would do today is basically do a hakdama, and we'll raise a lot of the issues that in the coming weeks we'll return to. And so today we'll speak a little bit more broadly. So everything we're talking about is in a situation where there's no chshash bishul at all. And when there's no chshash bishul, there are four potential isurim derabanan that needed to be contended with. One is shehiyah, so that is when you put the food on the fire before Shabbos. One is hachzara, when you return, when you've taken the food off the fire on Shabbos and you're returning it to the fire on Shabbos. The third we could call nesina lechatchila or hanacha. And unlike the first two, this isn't a category in Shas and Gemara or Shulchan Aruch, but basically what we mean here is putting it onto the fire or the source of heat when the conditions of Hachzara aren't there. So we're going to call that Nesina Lechatchila. So under what circumstances can you take food out of the refrigerator and put it to warm up? And then the fourth is Hatmana, which we'll probably do last. We'll do after Bishul, depending on how much time we have left. So let's talk again briefly where the what the reason for these Isurim are. So the reason for Shehiyah, according to almost all Rishonim, we'll see possible exceptions in a moment, is Gzeira Shamiyachat B'Gachalim, namely that we're concerned that on Shabbos you might stoke the coals. And that could either be a violation of Havara, that's the Pashtus, or interestingly, Rashi, as we'll see in a moment, mentions it's an issue of concern of Bishul, possibly. We'll return to that point also. So that's the concern. So therefore, even though you're not doing anything on Shabbos, everything you're doing is on Erev Shabbos, and usually you can't violate Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, there's still certain restrictions, because Gzeir Shamichata, lest you stoke the coals on Shabbos. We don't have coals, but for us, we'll see what that means. Maybe it means to raise the flame or the like. Then we have the rules of Hachzara. Hachzara, without certain conditions being met, is Asur. How come? So here we find a Machlokas Rishonim. According to a number of Rishonim, like the Rashba and Ran, it's because it's Mechzik Mevashel. It looks like you're cooking because it looks like you're putting food onto the fire on Shabbos. So this is for a different reason than Shehiyah. According to Tosfos, the Rosh, the Balmor, and others, here too, it's because of Gzeira Shama Yechata, a concern that because it's been off the fire and now being returned to the fire on Shabbos, it's going to be Aser, lest you stoke the coals. The Shaar Tzion and Reish Nun Gimel Sifkata Lamed Zayin refers to this debate Bekitzer. Now, let's just think about it for a moment. Again, we'll get back to the details shortly. But if we assume that Hachzara is Aser, even when it's Garfa Katam and there's no Chash Betel Bishul. For example, you have a blech, so there's no concern, presumably, of grief of Viktima, and you take it off the fire and you put it on the floor, and now you want to return it to the fire. So we assume that that is aser. But why? There's no chash chitui. So if you say it's because of machzik mevashel, that makes a lot of sense, assuming that there's machzik mevashel and grief of buktima. If the reason is because of gzeir shamichata, so then we would be forced to say that even though it's garfa katam, there's still a chash of chitui. Grief of ektima, which we haven't defined yet, we'll have a chance to define, but grief of ektima does not guarantee that there'll be no violation of chitui. And that's not so surprising. After all, the same thing is true by a tanur, for example. Okay, so that's the first two isurim. The third isur, a hanacha l'chatchila. So it's pashut that that's going to be asur because of mechzik mevashel if you follow the Rashba and Rad. Now, there's if you think hachzar b'isur is because of mechzik mevashel, so certainly nesina l'chatchila is going to be asur because of mechzik mevashel. What about if you assume, like Tosfos, that hachzara is asur because of chash chitui? So here there's a debate in that school of thought. According to Tosfos, nesina l'chatchila is also because of gzeirus hamichateh. Whereas according to the Rush and the Balamor, here you would agree that it's asur because of mechzi kemevashel. In other words, they are mechalik between hachzara, where the chshash is because of chitui, and the sina lechatchila, where the chshash is because of mechzi kemevashel. So we'll have a chance again to look at all these questions more in detail and see why there might be nafkaminas. Now, an interesting question to think about is, when are you in violation of shahia? Is it on Arab Shabbos, or is it on Shabbos? In other words, or to put it a little differently, is it an Isser Maisa, in which case the violation would have to be on Arab Shabbos, or is it on Shabbos, in which case, in other words, let's say, for example, you left food on the fire from before Shabbos, and it's not Garfa Katam, so that would be Aser, let's say it's less than Machal Ben Rusai, Lekulei Alma. So when have you done the Isser? Did you do the Isser when I put it on the fire on Arab Shabbos? Or did I do the Isser basically on Shabbos when I failed to remove it from the fire? Is it an active Isser or is it a passive Isser? Is it a Isser Matziv? It's Aser to have a Matziv of Shehi B'Isser. Or is it an Isser Maisa? Now, the Mishnah Bura, Reishon and Gimel Sif Katan Yud. I guess if I don't specify, everything is going to be in Reishon and Gimel. Mishnah Bura says that, let's say you put it on the fire on Erev Shabbos with intention to take it off before Shabbos. You were going to take it off before Shabbos, and then you forgot. You left it on. So you're chayav to take it off on Shabbos. In other words, it's not, even though at the time where there was a maisa, you were not doing anything wrong, but since it's on the fire on Shabbos, it must be removed. And misfire, that makes a lot of sense, because if the concern is gzeir shamichata, so here there's a chash of chitui. Right? We're not concerned that you're going to do chitui on Erev Shabbos. We're concerned you're going to do chitui on Shabbos. And also it makes sense, because l'chora, it's hard to understand how you could even have an iser of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So we'll see. Maybe that's not true. Maybe there are exceptions. For example, we paskin that there's an Isser of Amir al-Nachri on Erev Shabbos. If you ask a guy on Erev Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, so maybe we could have such a thing. Could be that there's two drachim to violate Shia. And there might even be a difference between them. There's Shehiya violated on Erev Shabbos, and then there's Shia violated on Shabbos. The Pnei Yeshua considers such a possibility on Lamed Chesem at Aleph. And there might be Nafkaminas. So we'll see. Now, what about if you do hachzara b'isser? Is that an isser maisa or an isser chetza? So here, it's obvious, l'chora, it's an isser maisa because it's violated on Shabbos. But it might also be an isser chetza. The Chazon Ish Lamed Ches Beis says this. Nafkamina, for example, if a guy was machzir. So let's even imagine that a guy was machzir and there's no violation of Amir L'Nachri. Still, the Yisrael has to remove it. And if the Yisrael doesn't remove it, he's in violation of the Isser Achzara, because it's not just the Isser to be machzir on Shabbos, but you can't have something That's muchzer b'Shabbos. That makes sense, by the way, more, or at least it's much more intuitive if you think the chash is because of chitui, because then we're concerned the Yisrael will be mechata. If you say it's an iser mechzik mevashel, that's more mechudash. Not everybody agrees to the Chazon Ish, the Tila LeDavid in Sifkatan Chath Beis, in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, says if it was done al yedei a guy, it's like other melachos that are done by a guy that have kulos. Doesn't mean it's mutter. Certainly there's an Isra Mil Nachri, and on occasion, oftentimes, even b'di'evet, it's also to be nana from melacha done by a guy, but there are kulos, and those kulos would apply here as well, as opposed to if you learn like the Chazon Ish, the kulos don't apply at all, because in a sense, the Yisrael's in violation. So that's another interesting shayla. Another interesting shayla, so machlokas rishonim, which we'll get back to, is there an Isra Hachzara on Erev Shabbos? According to Rashi, the Ran, others will see. No, of course not. Mechatesi, there would be an Israch Zara on Erev Shabbos. But we will see. According to Tosfos and the Rush and others, there is an Israch Zara on Erev Shabbos. Because the Gemara, where did it come from? We'll see again in a moment. But the Gemara says that L'divrei ha'omer machzirin, machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. If according to the opinion that permits Hachzara, let's say Beis Hillel, you're allowed to do Hachzara even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Well, that actually sounds like the Iker Machlokas is on Erev Shabbos. Now, if it's Aser to be Machzir on Erev Shabbos, so the Rush writes, now why would that be, first of all? So presumably that's also because of Gzeir Hashem Yechata. Right, and that might tell you that that might be proof or a reflection of the fact that Tosfos's shita that the reason for this achzara is because of Gzeir Hashem Yechata. If you held that the reason of achzara is mechzik mevashel, so it wouldn't make sense that there would be a restriction on Erev Shabbos, because obviously you're allowed to cook on Erev Shabbos, so there can't be mechzik mevashel on Erev Shabbos. But if you think that the iser is because of Gzeir Hashem Yechata, so conceivably we could say Achzar is Aser and Erev Shabbos, lest you are Mechata and Shabbos. Now the Rush, Simon Beis, again, if I don't tell you, it's obviously the third parak. The Rush Simon Beis says that, very interesting idea. It's like we said, he's Machmir. He says it's because of Gzeir Hashem Yachz. Well, let's say it this way. The Rush seems to say it's not because of Gzeir Hashem Yechata directly, but rather, it's also to do achzar on Erev Shabbos. Gzeira, you'll be machzir on Shabbos. And kulachad gzeira. So conceivably, I suppose, though this isn't the Rush's view, you could actually hold that there's an isra achzar on Erev Shabbos and still think that the reason for isra achzar is on machzik mevashel. I don't know if anyone actually says that, but that's what the Rush says. In other words, again, Tosfos says the reason for Isra Achzar Nev Shabbos is Gzeir Hashem Yechata b'Shabbos, and according to the Rush, it's Gzeir Hashem Yachzir b'Shabbos. And that leads the Rush to a very interesting view. He writes that the Isra to be Machzir on Erev Shabbos is only if it's fully cooked. And you're just putting it on the fire to stay hot. But if it's not fully cooked, so then there's no Isra Achzar on Erev Shabbos, ironically. Now, why would that be? So the Beis Yosef says very simply, that's because we're not concerned you're going to do Achzar on Shabbos for something that's not fully cooked. That's an Isra Dereis, it's a Chiyav Chatas. Who's going to do that? Our concern is that you'll do Isra Achzara on Shabbos with something that's fully cooked. And therefore, Kul Achad Gzeira, they answered it even on Erev Shabbos. So that's the view of the Rush as understood by the Beis Yosef. Now, it's not so pashut, because the Rush actually holds that there is no Isser Bishel Deoraisa when you bring something from Machal Ben Drusai to Mevushel Kol Tzarko. When we get to Hilchos Bishel, we'll see, that's a debate. Some Rishonim hold that if you bring something from Machal Ben Drusai to Mevushel Kol Tzarko, that's Bishel, because after all, you've significantly improved the dish, you've made it from barely edible to delicious. Others say no, that since a share of Bishel is Machal Ben Drusai, sorry, Bishel Char Bishel. and you'd be potter. The Rosh says you're potter. So if that's true, so then the Beis Yosef's theory is very problematic, because maybe a person would do Hachzara on Shabbos if it's Machal Ben Drusai, because that wouldn't be an Isser Deraisa special of special. So then what is the reason? So the Bach explains that, no, it's not so lumdish like the Beis Yosef said. Since the Derech is to be Machzir, Davar Shem Mevushal Kol Tzarko, so there it goes there on Mevushal Kol Tzarko on Erev Shabbos. It's not the Derech to be Machzir something on Shabbos, it's not Mevushal Kol Tzarko, so they need to be a Kegzera. Okay, what about the fourth Isser of Hatmana? So Hatmana is, the Gemara says that there's a difference between two types of Hatmana, Hatmana on Erev Shabbos and Hatmana on Shabbos. The Gemara asks in the first parak, "Mipnei ma amru ein tomnim medavashenu mosif havel mishecha shecha." Why is it that on Shabbos you can't even do Hatmana in something that doesn't add heat but simply preserves heat? That is gzeira shamayartiach. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, "Gzeira shamayimtza k'dei raso shenitstanina." You're going to go ahead. You wrap up your food to stay hot on Shabbos, right? Not even Mosif Hevel, just Maimed Hevel. You wrap it up, and then it comes to eating it, and you see, my food got cold. Or, actually, that's not what Rashi says. When you're planning to do the Hatman on Shabbos, to wrap it up, you're going to see, my food got cold. And Rashi says, V'yartichena t'chila, then you're going to heat it up. V'nimtza mevashel b'Shabbos, you're going to do bishel. Now you see, by the way, from that Rashi holds Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal, right? Because what does he say? Menunsa Mevash B'Shabbos. He doesn't say the Yisr is because of Havara. He says the Yisr is because of Mevashel. Okay, we'll get back to that idea, at least B'davar Lach, Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal, you see from that Rashi. And then the Gemara says, okay, why did they say you can't even do Hatmana B'davar Hamosif Havel even Mibbeod Yom? That is Gzeira Shemayatman B'Remetz. So you're going to, we're concerned you might do Hatmana in coals. And what's wrong with doing that? Gzeir Hashem Yichata B'Gachalem. Rashi explains, Meshech HaShecha, Sheba Levashal HaKdeira Shelo Bishla Kol Tzarka B'Gazru Af B'Bishula Kol Tzarka Ad Sheyigrof O Sheyiktom. So for Hatmana, B'davar Mos Hevel, it's also even on Erev Shabbos, Gzeir Hashem Yichata B'Shabbos, unless you do grief of Iktima, de Amar Rabbi, Vachim Askinan Per Kira, that's what the Gemara says in Kira, Dam Rabbi, Katma, Behova Rav Mashin, Alacham, and Chochmu Beod Yom, Kol Tzarko, and Vitash Abishal, Kol Tzarko, Vechen Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what do we see from this Rashi? Rashi here is conflating what seems to be two issues. Rashi does it here, he does it at the beginning of Per Kira, and again throughout the parak. He puts together the Dinim of Shehiyah and Tatmana. They're both because of Gzeir Shem Yichata, and in a sense, they're both really the same Isser. So therefore, when the Gemara says you're not allowed to do Hatmana B'davar Mosif Hevel, Rashi says, that's assuming you don't do Grif Uktima. Well, about what did the Gemara say Grif Uktima works? It said it about Shia. Rashi's applying it to Hatmana. Now, there's a problem here, because we'll see in a moment, Hananiah says that when it comes to Shia, Machal Ben Drusai is mutter, and yet, and according to Rabbanan, even Mevushal, it's Aser for Mevushal called Tzarko. And yet, nobody seems to be Matir Hatmana if it's Machal Ben Drusai. And there are a lot of other questions on Rashi, as Tosus notes at the beginning of Perkira. I think there's a lot of evidence that Rashi himself, though he always puts the two issues together, even Rashi is machalik between Hatmana Gemura and Hatmana Sheina Gemura. If you look at the Lashon of Rashi from Perkira, then alludes to this in a couple of places. One is if you look at Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Du Maschil, Hainu Deshani Ben Tochel Agaba, Dechimashi Latocha, Desheena Grufa Matmin Mamish Beremet. In other words, there's Hatmana Mamish Beremet, which is more Chamor, And then there's shahiya, which is a category of hatmana that has certain kulas. Anyway, Rav Rishonim, though, reject Rashi, and they say, no, like Tosos, there's two separate Isurim entirely. There's Isur Shia, there's Isur Atmana. Atmana means to wrap it up. Shahiya is when it's not wrapped up, but exposed to heat. And that's why Shahiya, let's say, is mutter if it's Garfa Katam, or Kule Alma, even though it's Mosif Hapel, whereas Atmana, if it was actually wrapped up and enveloped, then it would be Asur anytime it's Mosif Hapel. Grifu Ktima would be irrelevant. There's also a very important machlokes that you'll see. Again, we'll get to the details later, Bezos Hashem, about how you define Hatmana, but you probably noticed it already in the Beis Yosef and the Rama. According to Beis Yosef, if you have a pot that's just sitting on a flat bed of coals, that's considered Hatmana B'davar Mosif Hevel, and it's Asur, and according to the Rama, that's Mutter. Now, there's a debating, to what degree does Hatmana need to be wrapped up? And there's also an interesting question, what exactly is the sheet of the Beis Yosef, and is there a difference between coals and other things? This idea, by the way, also of the connection between Shia and Atmana comes up at the beginning of the fourth parak in that Tosfos at the bottom of the page. According to Tosfos, or according to Rashbam, kulas that apply to Shia would apply to Atmana as well. Like, for example, Keder Chaisa, and that's the Rashbam following the Zayda, and then Tosfos disagrees over there. And it's Tosfos Lashitaso. Okay, so that's the brief akdama. So now let's begin getting into some of the details. So we'll start with the first of the four restrictions that we mentioned, which is shahiya. So the Gemara in Perek Yud doesn't tell you the reason for the Yisr, but the Gemara on Daf Yud Chasam at Beis does seem to tell you. That's actually the Gemara we're just referring to. The Gemara says that the reason why shahiya is Asr when it is Asr is Gnei Hashem Yichad V'Gachalim. Okay, and that's Asr because of Havara. What does the Gemara say exactly? So the Gemara over there says, "Lo tamali isha kedera sasios v'turmasin v'taniach l'toch hatanar ev shavuz v'chashecha." And the Gemara says, "This is gzeira shema yichate be'gechalim." As I mentioned before, almost all the Rishonim therefore say the reason for the Yisr Shia is because of chash chitoy, and that's in fact the way we paskin. There is though Rashi at the beginning of Perek Akira that mentions mechzi kimevashel in the context of shehiya. However, the Pashto says he's only saying that a little bit of Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, because he says it in Beis Shammai's view, according to Beis Shammai, it is Shayach, Mechzik Mevashel by Shia, because Beis Shammai holds a Shvisas Kalim. So he holds that if a Kli is doing Malach on Shabbos, that's a violation of Shabbos. And likewise, if you left a pot on the fire from before Shabbos, that could look like you're violating Bishul, even though you're not doing anything, because it looks like a violation of Shvisas Kalim. But Ledidan, we pass on like Beis Hillel, so there is no concern of Mechzi Kimivashel, and the only concern is Gzer Shemichate, and what Rashi writes on the Mishnah is Alibid Beis Shammai, because he is in fact explaining Shitas Beis Shammai. There is, however, a very big machlokas in the Gemara about how to read our Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Yibay Luhu Lo Yitain Lo Yasirhu Avalishos Mashin, so that is the view of Hananya. When the Mishnah says lo yitain, it just means lo yachzir, or lo yitain should be read kipshuto, that there's an isra of shahiya always unless it's garfa katam or mitzdamik v'ralo. So what are these two views? According to Hananya, it's mutter to do shahiya even in a regular uncovered stove, let's say, as long as it is Michael ben Drusai. So if I want to leave my chicken soup or my chalent or my chicken on my fire, as long as it is machal ben drusai, on the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter. What is machal ben drusai? It means barely edible. How much is that? So the Rambam Perek Tes, Halacha Hey, writes that's half cooked. Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Lamed Ches, cites the Rambam. According to Rashi, Daf Chaf Med Aleph, it's even a third cooked. Now, sometimes that's a chumra, but in our case, it's a kula. And the Mishnah over there notes that b'shas l'chaki b'samich l'mrashi. How you measure a third and a half is an important discussion we'll get back to later, especially because those shiurim don't seem to correspond precisely to barely edible, which is l'chari, the idea of machal ben rusai. So one way or the other, let's say according to the Rambam, Rambam's definition of machal ben rusai, if your food is half cooked, you could leave it, according to Hananya, you could leave it on the fire, uncovered. So when does the Mishnah say that you need garbakatum? That is with respect to hachzara. So Adri Paskin. So we'll see in a moment. There's a big machlokas rishonim. Yesh v'yesh. Now, what about less than machal ben drusai? So clearly, in that case, even according to Chananya, you can't do shiya. But the question is, would grief of a ketima help? Again, we'll define grief of a ketima next time, probably. What does it mean? But whatever it is, let's call it a blech for now. Are you allowed to do grief of a ketima if it's less than machal ben drusai? This is a very common question. Let's give an example. You want to make chalet, and so you do grief o ketima on your slow cooker. How you do that, again, we'll get to later. And you want to basically be able to put up your challah an hour or two before Shabbos. Not kedera chaisa, but not malachal ben rusai. But you're going to do grief o ketima on your challah pot. Is that mutter? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is mutter. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch cites the view of the Rashba and some other Rishonim who say it's aser. That grief uktima doesn't work if it's less than machal ben drusai. What are they arguing about? Well, the Mekilim presumably hold that since grief uktima addresses the concern of gzeir shamichat, see what are worried about. Why would anyone be machmir? Well, we already saw that grief uktima doesn't guarantee there's no chash chitoy. And since the Mishnah is not talking about Shehiya, according to Chananya, so where would we know that grief o ketima works if it's less than machal ben drusai? So again, we'll get back to the details of this machlokas and how do we paskin on this shayla. But as I mentioned, the most, you know, everybody in the page and told Rabbi Veger was Meikel. But Rabbi Veger cites the Machmirim and the Bir Alacha cites Rabbi Veger, and therefore there are those that are machmir on this shayla. What about the question of whether we pass on like Chananya or the Rabbanan? So here we have the Rif and the Rambam among others who are machmir. We have Rashi and Tosis among others who are mekel. Why would you say one way or the other? So Tosfos has a couple of rayos. First of all, he says that the fact that the Gemara it tries to read the Mishnah like Chananya, even though it's very, very dachuk, shows that we probably hold like Chananya. Because otherwise, why are we, stupping Chananya into the Mishnah? And that might be a reason to pass on like Chananya, or it might be a reason not to pass on like Chananya, as the Ramban points out, because Lemaisa, since our Mishnah is so dachuk according to Chananya, so we basically have a stam Mishnah against Chananya. We're going to call the opinion that argues with Chananya the Rabbanan. The Gemara doesn't call it Rabbanan, but Rishonim call it Rabbanan. And so just for convenience sake, though even calling it Rabbanan is already sort of taking a stand. Well, once you're going to call it the Rabban, maybe there's more of a reason to paskin that way, as some Rishonim in fact state. So we're just going to call it Chachanim. So again, so the Ramban, so we have, in terms of our Mishnah, we go either way. Now, the Ikar Rayas come from the Gemara. At the beginning of the Gemara, Lamed Zayin Beis, it sounds like we almost certainly are going to pass on like Chananya, because the Gemara says there's a Stam Mishnah on Yud Testament Beis that is like Chananya, because it says, "Ein, you're not allowed to put the bread in an oven, im chashecha, and you can't put charar al gabi gechalim, ad shiyikrimu panel." In other words, it has to reach krimas panim before Shabbos. Krimas panim seems to be the same thing as machal ben drusai, and the implication is once it reaches machal ben drusai, it's mutter on Erev Shabbos, even though it's not Garf Katam, so that's like Chananya. So it's a Gevaldik Raya like Chananya, as Tosfos points out. However, the Rush over here, Siman Aleph, says maybe it's not such a good Raya. Why? Because maybe we Paskin like the Chachamim, and there's a Stam Mishnah in the first parak like Chananya. Okay, that might be true, but this Stam Mishnah in the third parak is Aliba de Chachamim, because Chananya's Pshat is very dochak in our Mishnah. So we're going to paskin like the latter stam, just like we actually had very recently, and we had the Machlokas Rishonim by Elisha. We follow the latter stama, even if it's against the first stama. Moreover, the Ramban and the Ran point out, this is the Ran on Tazayimah Beis Pshat Be'Rif, and he also paskins it in the first parak, that maybe that Mishnah isn't Akasha on Hananiah. It's true that Rava says it's like Hananiah, but maybe not everybody agrees with Rava. And what's the Raya? You see that in the Rif. The Rif, for example, seems to paskin that din, that Mishnah from the first parak, and he also paskins against Hananiah. And why would that be different, says the Ran, the Ramban? Maybe that's different because since you're putting it directly on the coals, so there is no chash chitori. I'm not going to start being mechate b'gachalim, let's say, when I have this meat directly on the coals. Why? That's going to wreck the meat. It's going to get the gross and disgusting and the like. But when we're talking about a kedera, so then there is a chash chitori, even though it's less than, even though it's not mevush kol tzarko, there's chash chitori. Chitori under a pot of food isn't going to ruin the food. Chitori under on coals that are, sorry, on the meat, right on the coals, that would ruin the food. So it could even be that there isn't actually a stam mission in the first parak Aliba de Hananiah, and then certainly you wouldn't want to paskin that way. Now, the Rayos Lakan Lakan, the Rif brings a whole bunch of Rayos to be Machmir, the Baal Amor is Docha them. The question really is, comes out, because the Gemara at the beginning of Perek Yira sort of seems like we're paskin like Hananiah, as Rashi and Tosus note. But then the Gemara has a bunch of stomach Gemaras, which the Rif says are Aliba de Chachamim. So clearly then you must hold that we paskin like the Chachamim. Not so clear, because the Rif assumes all those Gemaras are Aliba de Chachamim because it talks about the need of grief of the Ketima in terms of Shia. Maybe you could be Docha that those Gemaras are talking about less than Machal ben Drusai. So even Hananiah would need grief of Ketima if you assume that grief of Ketima works for Pachsim and Machal ben Drusai, not like the Rashba. Another important question comes up is because the Gemara talks about what's it in by Mitzdamek v'yathalo, right at the bottom of the Lama Zayin base. What's it in? Mitzdamek v'yathalo is Mutter, Aser, if it's not Garvakata. Now, L'chora, whose opinion is that? That must be a Shaili but the Chachamim. Or the Hananiah, even if it's in Fushal, even if it's Machal ben Drusai, it's Mutter without Grifu Ketima. Raya Gemura, that we pass can lie Rabbanan against Hananiah. The Baal Amor. So Rashi and Tosfos will say, yeah, in a Hanami, it's a Gemara that's lowly B'dochazan. However, the Baal Amor is a fascinating Shita. It's also quoted by the Beis Yosef, if you want. It's on the page Nun Dalet. Very fascinating Shita. He says, even though Machab and Drusai is Matar Korn Hananiah, but Mitzdamek V'Yafalo might be Aser Korn Hananiah. Hard to understand why. Why would Mitzdamek V'Yafalo have more of a Shashchitoi than Machab and Drusai? Take a look at the Gras, if Kan Chav Tes tries to address that question. Interesting question. Fine. Now, how do we paskin? So interestingly, the Rosh goes back and forth. He has Rayos Lakan Lakan. He quotes the different Rishonim. And then he has this very interesting Lashon of Hanach Lahem. You know, let Klal Yisrael be. They're Adukim, the Oinig Shabbos, and so let them be. Anyway, they're not going to listen to us. And they're being somech on their poskim, the Rishonim, who said that the halacha is like Hananiah. So the question is, what does that mean? Hanach lahem could mean like we're not going to yell at them, which is Yishogim al Yunizidim. But really, really, we want we're proskening lachumra. It's not right to be making like Hananiah. But if you take a look at the Torah, when quoting the Rush, says the Rush was Makel. How do you know that the Rush was Makel? How do you know that the Rush was Makel? So we're going to answer that in a moment. But another interesting thing that you see in some of the poskim is that even if you paskin Makel Radin Lakula, like Hananiah, for example, the Ramah paskins like Hananiah, but still there might be an Inyan to be Machmir. Take a look at the Magen Avraham Sifkan Tesvav, as the Machzah Shekel notes. The Bir Halacha certainly comes out that way. Better to be Machmir. And again, Tzarchi and Mechatesi to be Machmir, we're dealing with Inesid Rabbanan. If we paskin Ladina Lakula, the Ramah's Meiko, so what's this Indian of being Machmir? So it might just be because we're unsure. After all, a lot of Rishonim are Machmir, so the recommendation for stringency reflects our uncertainty. But it might also come from the Gemara itself. How so? The Gemara Lama Zayin Beis, after Lachora being Machriya Lahakel on the Shaila, like Hanani, the Gemara asks Ma'olashos. Gemara says, very, very funny Gemara, right? It says, we pass on like Hananiah. Oh, are you allowed to do Shia? What are we talking about? Didn't we just conclude that it's Mutter? We pass on like Hananiah. That's the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva gives an interesting answer. He says, you know what the Gemara Shaila was? Is there an Indian of Midas Chasidus to be Machmir? Okay, yes, we're Mekel Medina, but maybe we should be Machmir. Very strange, right? Mechatesi l'schaseid. When do we have cases where something is mutter, and not even Nisr Dereisen, it's not even Nisr Derabanan, and still is an Indian to be Machmir? So again, it could be because the Gemara is asking the Shaila because there's no Hachra Brura. Maybe. We'll see another possibility in a second. But even if that is the Pshat in the Gemara's Shaila, the Ritva says that the conclusion of the Gemara is that there is no Midas Chasidus. Okay, so let's go back to the Rush. So how did the Tur know that the Rush was being Makel if he had this Lashon of Hanach Lahem? How did the Tur know this? So the Drisha, Osches, says like this, because the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin base indicates that it's totally in the Minhag HaMakom, right? Amar Mar Okva, Ason de Mekrevisu L'Rav Shmuel, so you should follow Rav and Shmuel. And Anan, we could do like Rabbi Yochanan, who's Makel. So the Gemara sounds like it's totally in the Minhag HaMakom. So the Drisha says, since the Rush writes that the Tur said that the minig is to be Makel, and the Gemara concludes that it's Tali in a minig amakom, so Memela, the Rush, is basically saying that we paskin lakula. In other words, what's the conclusion of the Gemara according to the Rush? You follow the minig. And therefore, when the Rush said that the minig is to be Makel, the Rush is basically saying, we follow lakula. Aye, the Rush says, but the reason why we're Makel is because nobody will listen to us if we tell them to be Machmir. No. It means it's a strong minig to be Makel. That's why they won't listen to us. You know, Hanach Lahem is more like Im Einam Neviim B'nei Neviim Heim, as opposed to Hanach Lahem, as in Luti Shishogi Gubali Mezidim. So, you know, sometimes you'll find in a poskim that the poskim say, look, you know, Makom, interesting question. When we say it, when we don't say it, a good shayla, but Makom Makom Shahalacha Wafethes B'yadecha Zil Basar Minog, and therefore, generally speaking, that might be true. That's why we could be Makel over here. That's what the Rush is saying. But it might even be particularly over here we could do that, because the Gemara itself implies that you follow Minhag. Now, it's sort of interesting because not all Rishonim read the Gemara that way. If you take a look at the Ritva, the Rashba, and that Gemara, so they understand that the statement in the Gemara, again, Marukva says, Ason de makrevisu l'rav v'shmuel, you should be machmir like Rav and Shmuel, and non navik Rabbi Yochanan. That statement is not saying that you follow, if you live in, let's say, Rav and Shmuel's town, you must follow Rav and Shmuel because the halacha is determined by the locality. That's not what they're saying. What the Gemara is saying is, the reason why you have to be machmir in Rav and Shmuel's shtat is because of the principle of that it's asr lahakal b'fneim, right? Makom shenagul hachmir, asr lahakal b'fneim. In other words, they understood the Gemara, the Ritva, the Rashba, they're saying, the Gemara is saying, is coming out, what? Lahakal, like we said before. The Gemara is just telling you that even though the halacha is lakula, b'makom shenagul hachmir, ein lahakal b'fneihem. In other words, the Gemara isn't telling you what's the halacha, follow minhag makom, in the sense that in the places where Nahagu Lahachmir, the halacha is Lachumra. The Gemara is saying the halacha is Lahakel, but B'makom Shenagu Lahachmir, Asr Lahakel B'fneim. As opposed to the way the Rush is understanding it, at least the way the Drisha read the Rush, and this is also in the Baal HaMor, he was saying, no, the Pshat is that he was telling them that what's the halacha? Whatever the Minig HaMakom is, that's the halacha, right? It's just an interesting question. You know, give you a mashal, right? A lot of times, let's say the mechaber is mekel about a shayla and the Rama is machmish about a shayla. So what do we say? Okay, so Sfaradim are mekel and Ashkenazim are machmir. But you could ask, one second, like, why should that be? Why should it be depending on where you were born, right? Let's imagine the olden days. Sfaradim and Ashkenazim meant actually, Sfaradim meant you lived in a Sfaradish country, And Ashkenazim meant you lived in an Ashkenazim country. So this is not a minig shayla. If it's a minig shayla, so fal minig hamakom. You know, if you live in Ashkenazi countries, don't eat kidneys. If you eat Sephardi countries, live in Sephardi countries, eat kidneys. But this is a shayla of psak, right? So why should it depend? Why should it depend on that? So again, this is a very broad shayla, which we're certainly not going to address now, but what's interesting is how the Rishonim sort of read this, according to the approach of the Ritva and Rashba. If the Gemara is telling you that in places where they're makil, you could be makil, in places where they're machmir, you should be machmir, the Gemara is telling you that the halacha is lahakel, but you should still be no gisser, but makom should no gemisser, you know, so as not to cause machlokas or the like. Whereas according to the Balamor and the Rash, the Gemara is saying, no, what's the halacha? The halacha is that if you live in the places where they're makel, you're makel. If you live in the place where they're machmir. It's not, there's no hachrala kula, right? There's no hachrala kula, as opposed to the Ritva, the Rash, but they're saying, no, there is hachrala kula. So one way or the other, what does the Rash say? So again, the Rash is understood by the Torah, as understood by the Drisha, is saying that since the Gemara's conclusion is that you follow minhag makom, and the Rush then said, oh, and look, the minhag is to be makel. So the Rush is saying that we are makel. In light of this type of analysis, you could understand why maybe in particular there's an Indian to be machmir here. Even though, again, we're only dealing with the Nisei Rabbanan. One way or the other, what's the bottom line? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be machmir. The Shulchan Aruch brings both deos, and he's not machriya, but the Stam opinion is l'chumra, and the Yesh Omrim is Lakula. So if you look at the Simon Ration and Gimel Shochnach, you would say that the Mechaber is Machmir Neshayla. And that's exactly what you'd expect, because the Rif and Rambam are Machmir, even if we say the Rush is Mako, but it's two against one. So of course the Mechaber is going to pass the Lachumra. The Ramah is Mako. He writes that Meforish. So that's what you'd think. You think that the Sfaradim have to be Machmir Neshayla. However, it's not so Pashat. Why? Because if you take a look at Simon Ration and Dalad, Sif Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch writes like this. Let's say you have peros that are nachalim chayim. I don't know, apples. You're allowed, or carrots or something, I don't know. You're allowed to put them around a kedera, even though they won't be able to be roasted or cooked before Shabbos. But you can put it around the kedera. So let's say you can put your carrots around your kedera to make roasted carrots on Shabbos. Even though by the time Shabbos starts, they're not going to be roasted. So why is this? So this idea comes from a Rashbam, which is cited in Tosos Melches Med Aleph. And Rashbam writes like this, just like it's mutter, you don't need grifu ktima from achal ben drusai. Hu adin, you don't need grifu ktima if it's nechal chai. So since carrots are nechal chai, so you don't need grifu ktima, gevaldik. Now, that's not gevaldik, because does that make any sense if you paskin like the Rabbanan? No. Because according to Rabbanan, if it's Machal Ben Yusai, you do need Grifo Ktima. So the logic behind the Psak of the Mechaber presumes that the Mechaber must be passing like Hananiah. It's a Stam Din, a Libet Hananiah. Because according to, because again, what's the reason for the Kula? The reason for the kula is like this. Just like Machal Ben Drusai doesn't need Garf Katam because it's edible, so too, Nachal Kamoshu Chai doesn't need Garf Katam because it's edible. Gevaldik. So that means that the Mechaber is passing like Hanani. And the Gra, Simon Reish Nandalev, Sif Katan Tazayin makes this point. So maybe, actually, the Mechaber does pass like Hanani. He leaves the matter unresolved in Reish Nun Gimel, but he resolves it in Reish Nun Dalet. If you take a look, though, at the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, as the Prima Gadin points out, it's not a kasha, because the Mechaber in Simon Reish Nun Dalet is only Matir Litnam Saviv L'Kedera. And basically, what does that mean? That's like Smicha. Smicha L'Gechalim, and Smicha L'Gechalim is like Tzli. Oh, and remember, even though the Rif Paskin like the Rabbanan, we said this before for the Rabban, even though the Rif Paskin like the Rabbanan, by Tzli, it's Mutter. If what? If it's Machal Ben Drusai, Why? Because chitur is going to ruin the food. Oh, so now it's so gishmak, because it goes like this. The mechaber is saying that when it's when something is like resting on the coals, then it's mutter if it's machal ben drusai. So too, if it's around the coals, but it's nechal chai, it's likewise mutter. Ah, and the Mishnah Berurah also more or less learns this way. If you take a look, Shaar Tzion, Reish Nun Daled, Sifkan Chafes. Now, I'll just make a ha'ara. This ha'ara we've said many times before, but I'll just point it out one more time again over here. This is the Gra and Magen Avraham Leshita Sam, in terms of how you learn Shitas Mechaber. The Gra very frequently is not bothered by Stiros in the Mechaber, because he doesn't think the Mechaber is intending to write a, he's not like a parish on the Gemara. It doesn't have to be consistent. He's just like paskening based off of Shitos. So, like we said, the Gra in Reish Nun Daled says that the din of the Mechaber is based off of the Rashbam. And the din of the Rashbam is based off the fact that we paskin against Hananiah. Like the Pasha Pshat in what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says that the ruling is based off of the Rashbam, and that analysis only makes sense if you paskin like Hananiah. Is it a Stira? No, no. So it's a Stira. That's the way the Gra does things. The Gra does things. How does he do things? He just goes ahead and he paskins the din as it, you know, as the simple understanding of what the source should be. What does the Magen Avraham do? Magen Avraham is also l'shitaso. He makes a whole pilpul to show there's no stira in the Magen Avraham. It's not such a dochot pilpul in this case. Sometimes they're a little more difficult. But in other words, even though it looks like Rashbam, Mechaber is paskining like Rashbam, really he's not. Because the Rashbam is a libid Hananiah. It's the same ruling as the Rashbam, but for a totally different reason. And the true reason is based off of the analysis that he presents. Anyway, so what does Sfardim do? Do Sfardim learn the Mechaber like the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, in which case it's going to be L'chumra? Or do Sfardim learn like the Gaon, in which case it's going to be L'kula? Take a look at Rav Avadia, Yabi Omer, Pare, Simon, Chelek Vav, Simon on base. He learns like the Gra, L'hakel. He learns like Hakel. Ah, he's so Sim L'hachmer, Simon Reishon and Gimel. No. But he clarifies his view in Reish Nun Daled. There are other Sfaradi poskim that rule this way as well. The Menachas Kohen says that the Mechaber's Mekel, the Kaf HaChaim, Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkan Chav Gimel says. So many Sfaradi poskim are Mekel. So good. So what sounds like a Sfaradi Chumra is actually not so much of a Chumra. And we'll see in a moment, what sounds like an Ashkenazi Kula might not be such a Kula. Why? Because even though the Rama is Mekel, but as we already mentioned, there are Achronim who say, yeah, but you should try to be Machmir. That's what the Bir Halacha writes. Bir Halacha says, yeah, if it's a Shasat Chak, you have last minute guests and you don't have a Blech, so fine, you could be Mekel like Hananya, but you should try to be Machmir. Why? Basically because of the Rush. He understood that when the Rosh is Hanachlam, that means it's a Shvacha Kula. Let them be, don't yell at them. But Avadeh, the better thing to do is to be Machmir. Oh, he says they're Adukin. No, so Adukin means that's why they won't listen to us. Others, like the Chazon Ish, say no, if the Ramah is Mekel, we can be Mekel. We don't have to worry. There's also the Psak of the Rabbi Willig. The Chazon Ish goes even further. He says, not only is... can you follow the Ramah L'kula? Because Hanachla means you could leave them to be Samechan the Mekilin, like the Rosh says, but, you know, you should be Machmir, because if this is something that the Gaonim Lo'echmiru, in other words, for hundreds of years, Ashkenazim or Mekel like the Ramah, Maimetic tradition. Who says you could go and be Machmir? That's inappropriate. You see, you thought this was a kula from the Chazon Ish, but it's a chumra. It's chumra is you shouldn't be Machmir. Okay, I don't know if we're going to go that far. But Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish is Mekel. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah thinks one should be Machmir. There's a Geshmak poem, the Baal Mor, at the beginning of our parak, Tazayin with Beis. It's very Geshmak. So it just reminded me, you know, of what the Baal Mor sorry, what the Rush meant about Aduka Milcha Shabbos. I'll read it to you with this. We'll close. So he writes, V'yesh omrim ki takanas raboseinu hi la'aneg es ha-shabbos b'chamin v'chol mi she'enu ochal chamin tzarech b'dika acharav im humin v'im meis yis'asku bo amimin u'lehazmin u'levashe la'hatmin la'aneg es ha-shabbos u'lehashmin hu amamin v'zochel ketayamin v'yesh min ha-chachamim omrim alas moshul yamin. Right? So says there's a, the Klal Yisrael loves oneg Shabbos. And if you're ma'anig as a Shabbos, then you're from the ma'aminim. And especially if you get fat, then you're really, it's a mitzvah. Some people say this, Balmor says that you don't get fat on Shabbos, but I think it's the opposite. He says, you're ma'amin if you get fat on Shabbos. Anyway, so we don't tell people to be machmir. What? Oh, so we'll just close with one last shaila. Interest on to shaila. Like this. So, are you allowed to take, let's say, I don't know, this happened to us once, some last minute company. So we're going to go ahead and we take chicken soup out of the freezer and we put it in a pot on the fire. We don't have a blech. This didn't happen. We have a blech. But anyway, let's say we wanted to put it right in the blech right before Shabbos. This is a mutter. So let's assume we pass on like Hananiah, and certainly even the Mishnah Berurah says Shasa Chaki follow Hananiah, so this should be Mutter, right? But maybe not. Why? Because we're going to see that we pass in that Yesh Bishlach HaBishl B'davar Lach. So that means what's going to happen over here is Bishl. And if what's going to happen over here is Bishl, so then it should be like Pachos B'machal Ben Drusai. Then even Hananiah thinks that grief, you can't do Shehiyah. Right? Hear the Shaila? So the Prima Gadim is specific about this. Eshel Avraham, Reshon Gimel, Sifkad Mem Aleph. He leaves off with the Tzarchiyah. But Chazon Ish, Simen Lamed Zayin, Sifkad Chav Zayin is Mekel. And our number is far as to be Mekel. Number one is maybe, because we'll say with respect to the Isser Shia, you can be Simen Chamim Mekelim that ain't Bishal Achar Bishal, and this is Rabban and Shia. Especially if you learn like the Chazon Ish that Bishlach HaBishl B'davar Lach is just a chumrah. Another sad to be makel might be that maybe even if you were to say no, there is an Isser De'oraisa of Bishl in this case, but at the very least it would be like Machal Ben Rusai, Ali B'Dechananiah, that's mutter. In other words, it's edible. This cold chicken soup is edible. So even if there is Bishl, it would be more like Malcha Ben Drusai. A third option to be Mekel is to say, sort of like the first previous one, but the point is that Lamaisa, there's no Shashchita, because Lamaisa is Mevushal, Lamaisa is edible. Anyway, so that's the Chazon Ish is Mekel on that Shaila. Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up. Yeah.
So just Lamaisa, what do our poskim say about Rabbi Kiva Eger?
All right, I was going to talk about that. Now, so what's the din? What's the din in terms of Rabbi Akiva Eger's chumrah? So first of all, it's worth noting that the machmirim, like the Rashba, the reason why they're machmir, pach machmir drusai, is not because it's there's a chshash chitui per se. It's actually a different chshash. It's gzeir Hashem ayagis. It's a chshash atu hagasa, which we'll have a chance to talk about a little bit later. It's interesting, Shiloh. We choshish for, leave that for now. Anyway, so are we choshish for Miki Veiger? So the Pashtus is where Mako. The Mishnah, it's not in the page of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't even bring it down. It's only quoted in the Bir Halacha, Miki Veiger. So Lamaisa, I think the Pashtus is that Medina were Mako. If you want to be Machmir, you can be Machmir. There's a great story. There's a lot of raid on this. I don't have time for it now because I'm going to do it next time, but since you brought it up, I'll just mention one ha'ara. So Rav Shechter brings down in the Nefesh HaRav the Geshmak HaMaisa. He says that there was some couple that comes to him and they wanted to get divorced. So he says, why? So I think because the wife said, you know what? We want, the wife said, like, does this. She leaves things on a blech that are less than Machal Ben Drusai. And the husband said, what do you mean? The Reiki Veger says it's Aser. So the Rav said, it's not worth it to get divorced over this. This is Tali and Minhagim. I think he said in Galicia they were Machmir, and in Lita they were Mekel. But the Pashtus is Lahak al Medina, because that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. I saw Rav Avadia also writes, Chelek Vav Simon the base Os Aleph, that since it's a Safed Rabbanan, you could be Samech on the Mekilim. Shlomo Zalman Arbach, also Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Simon Yabes, I think is Nota Lahakel. Is there Makom Lahachmir? Maybe. But I think Medina, one could be Mako. If it's Garf Katam. Sometimes we'll talk about this next time, I guess, that you'll have, it'll be Keder Chaisa, at least according to some opinions. So then you have Tutsdadim Lako. One is it might be Keder Chaisa, and even if on alone, you wouldn't rely on that being Keder Chaisa, but you at least also have the second Tzad of it being Mutter according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So we will stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem, pick up on Wednesday.